What's up, everybody? This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast. And this week's sponsorship is from Newsly. Newsly is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and read them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time in ever on the internet, the entire web becomes listenable, all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose, start playing, start scrolling, and start listening. You can follow any topics as you specifically and you like, from sports, science, to Bitcoin, even to the Kardashians. It will find you on the latest article and you read them to you out loud. And they have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 50 countries. Our podcast, Mr. Gentleman, like the podcast, is on there as well. Yes, it is. Shout out to Newsly for that. I thought using it as my default podcast app. Download and use Newsly for free from www.newsly.me or from the link in the description. Use the promo code Mr. Gentleman that I will also put in the description and receive 1 month free premium subscription. So you already know, y'all, download Newsly now. Check it out. Support them, y'all. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, your host of Mr. Gentleman, like that podcast, and enjoy the show. You are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Season 7. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, 1/4 of the Premier Boys Podcast, and your host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Welcome to another new episode of the Gentleman Like the Podcast. Hope all is well. One episode, I got my special guest. She is an entrepreneur. She is a podcast host. She has a podcast show called Chit Chatter Podcast. She is also an author. And we're going to talk to her about her life journey, her podcast show, her entrepreneurships, and many more. And y'all already know what to do. Sit back, relax, and I'll be right back.
Hi, my name is Vaughn Ovello, and you're listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.
Welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. And today's quote of the day is, don't give up. And what I mean by that is, I know I say this a lot, but it's very important to not give up, because if it's something that you love, it's something that you know that could work, just can't give up on it. Some things that don't happen overnight, and just have patience, because in the long run, things will work out at the end. And that is today, Mr. Gentleman Facts, Quote of the Day. Hello, everybody. This is your boy Ken, aka Mr. Gentleman, and I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. On Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, we interview many guests about their life journey, pretty much where they come from and where they at now. Also promoting their brands or whatever they're doing at the time they come on the show. We also have the host talk about personal stories about himself and everything that he's been through. And also we have fun conversation about anything music, anything old school, relationships, wrestling, and many more. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays at 12 a.m. We are also on every Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Spin-Off Series Thursdays, where we have all of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spin-Off Series all in one day, where we have a conversation about music podcasts every first Thursday at 12 a.m. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 a.m. And y'all can tune in to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, Pods, and many more. Or y'all can check it out on the official website of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com, www.realmrgentlemanlifestylepodcast.com. And tune in every Sundays and Thursdays at 12 a.m. for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank y'all for tuning in to this commercial break of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Back to your regularly scheduled program. Cheer!
Hi, this is Alejandra, and you're now listening to Mr. Gentleman's Lifestyle Podcast.
Yes, welcome back, everybody. Welcome back. At this time, I got my special guest. She is an entrepreneur. She is an author. She is a podcast host. She has a podcast show called The Chit Chatter Show. We got Alejandra Carr in the building. Alejandra, how you doing?
I'm doing great, Ken. Thank you for having me on your show.
Yes, and thank you for coming on the show. And I listen to your show, and you are a really dope host. But of course, we're going to dive into more of the podcast show in a moment. But first thing first, let us know, where are you from?
So I'm from Mexico. I was born in Mexico, but I've been raised in San Antonio, Texas, since I was like 4 years old. So I've been here all my life, Texas.
Oh, nice. Well, you know, for me, I'm from New York, but yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah, New York, yeah, it's a cool place. So how would you describe yourself with three words?
Very independent, bold, and just fierce. Like, I'm not afraid of anything anymore. Like, I'm very just straightforward.
That's dope. That's good choices. That's dope. So what is one thing that you like to do for fun?
I love to invest. I love to learn. And I love to talk about real estate, you know? I think it's amazing, and we're living in a time where it might be a little hard to invest right now, but it's always going to get better. So I love to just improve myself all the way and also show people how I did it. You know what I mean? I don't gatekeep any information. I think that's what happened, you know, before. You know, we don't know all these things. We don't get taught in school how to become an entrepreneur, how to open a business, but it takes one person to really, you know, kind of be a leader.
I agree. And that's really dope. And I like learning stuff too about, you know, business stuff as well. So that's really dope. And what's in your headphones right now? It could be a song, an album, or even a podcast. What's in your headphones right now?
I think I should just do a lot of Joe Rogan. You know, Joe Rogan, like I've been really going down the rabbit hole on his podcast because he talks about some interesting things, you know. He brings in people from business to like scientists to fighters, like MMA fighters. But you know, when they talk about the alien stuff, I'm really into that.
I mean, I heard Joe Rogan is I'm about to listen to the show more, but I heard he talk about a lot of stuff too. I'm not gonna lie. He does bring in a lot of guests. I'm not gonna hold you.
Yeah.
But now let's talk about the beginning of life. So how were you growing up?
So my life is very was very simple, and we weren't like, I don't come from parents that are like rich or anything, obviously, but they were young. They started very young. My dad was 14, my mom was like 17 when they had me, so I grew up with them. I remember very little of Mexico, but most of my life was in San Antonio, so I remember we would struggle a lot. Like in Mexico, they lived okay because you had, you know, your family to help you, but once they moved here, man, we were broke. I remember my dad worked 3 jobs and we would have to eat like mayonnaise with bread just to make it through. And I remember starving when we were young, and I would tell my parents like, why are we broke? You know, you didn't know when you were little, but my mom would tell me, you know, it's gonna get better, you know, it's okay. But I just remember really having a good childhood because my mom was there. My dad would, you know, work to keep her at home with my brother, my sister and I. But it was really hard growing up. I'm not gonna lie. I wouldn't do it again, but I guess I would because it made me who I am today. But I remember not having the basics, you know what I'm saying? Like shampoo, sometimes the clothes were like secondhand, but I'm grateful for that journey.
Oh, so how all that you've been through made you the person that you are today? Yeah.
Yeah, so it's just like, I mean, to be honest, it just makes me like more appreciated and grateful because now that I have more things, right? Because you didn't have them, you can work harder just to keep that thing, you know, to keep those luxuries like a car, nice clothes. Now I have options to travel. I haven't done it in a while, but I have more time freedom as well. So it just really helped me to be a great entrepreneur. Like you really have to think on your feet.
Yeah. And like, I gotta say shout out to you because like I said, you're doing amazing. So speaking of, you just mentioned that you are an entrepreneur. That's a good segue, by the way. What made you want to go that route, and how important it is to not never give up on your dreams?
Oh, that's a good question. So I've never been a person to like being told what to do. So I was always a good employee. I was in sales, I was in corporate, I was in HR, receptionist, all of that. But I just really hated having a boss. Like you would do everything perfect and they would still tell you, well, you should have done this and you should have done that. And you're like, dude, I gave you everything. I give you my time, I take care of your clients. And I said, I just hate having bosses. And I was always top ranked too. I said, you know what? I need to start my business. I need to start making money from what I know what to do. Like, I'm a rebel. I cannot have bosses. I'm sorry. Like, entrepreneurs usually are like that. From the beginning, yes. They just don't like having a boss.
Yeah. And I'm not going to lie. I was working at a job for 10 years. And doing half those 10 years, my mindset changed as in, like, I don't want to, you know, work at a place, you know, where I get told what to do.
Exactly.
And stuff like that. And I want to change my mindset. Later, I do want to go to more the entrepreneur route. Then I started the podcast and doing other stuff. And of course, right. I can hold you. The journey is hard, though, because
yes. It's
hard. It is hard. I'm not going to lie. You know, I do growing in that field as well, but I feel like it's always a good way to go, you know,
yes. Instead of
being under somebody, but you can just work for yourself.
Yeah, and I mean, I don't recommend everybody become an entrepreneur. No, it's really, you really have to have grit. You have to have like this, you're going to be delusional. Like, I see the vision and people are going to be like, okay, right. You know, but you see it in your head and you go for it, but it's not easy. You're right. It's not easy.
Yeah, it's not, but I'm glad that you took that risk and you are, you know, just doing what you believe in, you know?
Exactly.
Yeah. And that's all that matters. Honestly, that's all that matters. Because sometimes life is about taking risks. And if you don't take risks, then what are you really doing? So
exactly. You know, That's actually good. I could kind of like put that in a quote somewhere.
yeah. But for real though, shout out to you though. That's amazing.
Thank you.
But also, you also have a podcast show. So before we talk about the chatter show, what made you want to start a podcast? What inspired you to start a podcast?
Ooh, that's a good one too. So when I finally had more time in my hands, right? I was running the properties, the Airbnbs. I had all this time to do nothing anymore. It's like now I got out of the rat race. I got out of that Matrix life. I said, what the heck am I going to do? I have a lot to talk about. This business is amazing. It's a boring business. So I first started recording on Spotify of how to run an Airbnb business, but I started seeing that there wasn't any views. I guess people just didn't care about it. They're like, that's a boring topic. And I did it for like a month or two. And then I started posting on Facebook groups and people started joining my podcast. They wanted to come on my podcast. And I started getting like 40, 50 people emailing me. So I really just wanted to share how to get out of the rat race, or how to have passive income, how to start investing. I just had a lot to talk about, you know, and it got to this now, you know. Now it's like the Chick Chatting Show is not just a podcast, but now I'm turning it into a whole media company where I can, you know, monetize on advertisements and just spread it to other, you know, collaborate with bigger companies.
Yeah, and, you know, I listen to the Chick Chatter Show.
Thank you.
And I do. I definitely became a fan of it. You know, I listen to a lot of your episodes now. I love every guest that you bring in. You drop so much knowledge. I even like the solo episode that you do as well. I listened to one of them recently that you were talking about the music. I love that episode too. So yeah, keep your thing with the Chit Chat on the show, and let my audience know where can they listen to your podcast show.
Thank you. It's on Spotify. You know, it's on Apple Music. You can go on. I think you introduced me to the Good Pods. That's a really good one. I didn't even know that existed. But pretty much anywhere you iHeartRadio, it's absolutely, you know, free. It's out there for everyone. And I bring a lot of guests from all walks of life, to be honest. I don't try to keep it very, you know, picky about it, because some people have really good stories.
Yeah, I agree. And the same thing with this show too. I have a lot of guests in my show too. I mean,
yeah, you do.
You are not added to it. So yeah, I like to hear people's stories there, because everybody have a different story. And,
yes.
You can be inspired by it. So I feel you 100% on that.
Yeah, I love your show too, by the way. It's awesome.
Thank you. I appreciate it. So as a podcaster, what have been your biggest challenge so far?
I think it's really just letting people know I have a podcast, because they're just like, oh, I don't know. Podcast is fairly new if you think about it. Like, it's been around for a long time, but now it's becoming like everyone has a podcast now. Celebrities have podcasts. But it's about really marketing yourself. It's about selling yourself, selling your brand. It's not really like a challenge for me. It's more of like, I guess it's more of like something that I just have to work on. It's like a pet peeve, I guess, because people don't listen to it. You can have the best videos, you can have the best marketing, but you really have to connect with the story. You have to connect with people.
And I always tell every podcast this, especially when they just started, don't give up, because you
exactly.
never know where to go. I mean, I started the show 5 years ago. Now I'm basically being listened to all over the world. I have almost 200 episodes. You just never know where this could go. It's going to get hard, but you got to keep going. Don't give up.
Trust exactly.
It would take you a whole different thing. You don't give up. So
exactly. And you know what? You're right. You don't know where it can go. Maybe you're at the peak of maybe really getting another guest that's really going to get you to that place. A lot of people want fast results, like get famous now. I'm like, dude, nothing's like that.
No, at all. Like, nothing will happen overnight. So
exactly.
Sometimes, like, good thing happens to those who wait. So
yes.
Like, if you keep going, then yeah, like, it's gonna happen. So yeah, so like I told everybody, just don't give up. You never know what could happen.
Exactly.
Yeah. So what goals do you have for your podcast show, and what you want your listeners to get out of your show?
Well, I don't know. It's just a lot of things. Like, I think, I don't know. I guess a little bit of my podcast is, it's faced a lot about entrepreneurship and personal experiences and all of that. But to be honest, eventually, I know you have a spinoff, right?
Yeah.
I kind of want to do something like that too, and add like another layer of my podcast where I talk about something else. Because I feel like only certain people like talking about finance, investing, and all of that. And I think if you have several under your wing, you get more listeners to kind of listen to your other podcast. So yeah, I mean, it's just growing my podcast to something else. Like, I don't know, maybe just condensing it to something else.
Now, that's always a good idea. Like, you should definitely do that. That's always a good idea. You already have a lot of guests on your show. A lot of guests on your show. But if you had to pick three dream guests, who would you want your three dream guests to be?
Oh, yeah. Joe Rogan, for sure. I really like him. Joe Rogan. I'm trying to think of who else. Lewis House. He talks about mental health and all of that stuff. And then who else? Somebody, Dave Ramsey, just because I agree with some of his stuff. Dave Ramsey or Gary Vee. One of those. Whoever falls first.
Nice. Those are good choices.
Yeah, so they're very mainstream.
Nice. So you also, you mentioned at the beginning of the show that you are a founder of, however I say the name right, of Avalos Care Media.
Yes.
Tell us what that's about and what is the goal for that business that you started?
Yeah, for sure. So Avalos Care Media is my last name. I did it because it's hard to find a trademark. I don't want to like copy somebody's name from all over the world that I don't know. So I just put my last name on there. It's a media company for entrepreneurs. So what my goal is to make it a marketing agency that I can work all over the world with any entrepreneur from all over the world and expose them to my audience, whether it's my podcast or it's my social media, and to really get them exposed, to maybe get them more followers or get them a sale from their business. So my thing is to be an independent media company where I'll have my own digital magazines. I'll have people, you know, advertise on my magazines. It's going to be a one solo person, but eventually I'll hire people from overseas to help me. You know what I mean? With the digital marketing, but it really is like a media company that's going to be an agency.
Oh, that's really dope. And you know, good luck with that, because that's really dope.
Thank you.
And I can't wait to see what you're about to do with that. That's really dope.
Thank you.
Hopefully I can be a part of it. Hope I can be a part of it in the adventure as well, because that's a really dope idea. I'm not gonna lie.
Yeah, definitely. Like-minded people are always gonna be invited. And I will invite you to my magazine because I'm gonna need other entrepreneurs on there. Like, that starts that way, with people you already know. You know, the fellow podcasters that we've had on Instagram. I met a lot of people.
Yes. And it'd be an honor to be a part of it. So thank you for that. So I got to run this down with you. So y'all are an entrepreneur.
Right.
Y'all are a podcast host.
Yes.
You founded a business.
Yes.
You also do real estate.
Yes.
And you're also an author. So tell us about that journey, and tell us what type of author that you are, and what type of book, do you have a book out, or are you writing a book now? Tell us about that.
So basically the cool part about it is, first let's start with the author part. That was actually a guest that came on my podcast from the Facebook group, and she said, hey, you know, I'm actually with a group that's writing an anthology. An anthology is a book with a lot of authors in it. They're like, we're all pitching in. Did you want to come on the book? And I said, wow, okay, I've never written a book before. So she told me, hey, message this publisher and she'll get your story on the book. And I started writing about my family, about how I've changed and how I honor family and leaving a legacy. That's what it was about. And in like probably a week, we already wrote our part, everybody wrote their part, and they published the book by December. So it's already out there. Yeah, I'll definitely link it if I need to. But yeah, it's awesome that I was able to become an author that way, through podcasting. That would have never happened. Yeah, and my real estate business is actually the first one that I started back in 2015 by flipping a property that my parents left me with trouble. It wasn't even paid off, and I took time to pay it off, and me and my boyfriend, we invested in it. We sold it at the peak of COVID, so we got a lot of money back, and we started buying property, and now we own 8 properties. So from one little property, yeah, it wasn't easy. I'm not gonna lie, it wasn't easy, but yeah, so we borrowed money from, you know, investors as well to start investing, but we made it to a point that it's for sure. Like, if somebody lends you money, you just gotta write it in a contract and record it in your city's city hall, so they know that you have a deal with someone in a property. But It saved me. Real estate has saved me from working ever again, and it's also my generational wealth.
Oh, that's really amazing. And like I said, do not give. You do a lot, but that's amazing.
Yes,
that's really amazing for real. So I don't give up. And I like a lot. I always wanted to try real estate, though. I wanted to always try it too. I thought about it, but that's really dope. That's really dope.
Thank you. Yeah, it's definitely something. It takes somebody from, you have to really sacrifice. Like, people are having fun right now. I chose to not have fun now, because in 3 more years, I'll be able to do whatever I want.
Oh, wow. Nice. That's amazing. No, just keep going. But also, I like the segue. I like doing this episode. It's a lot of segues.
Yes, it is.
So you just mentioned COVID, you know, the pandemic. And how did the pandemic affect you, and what did you learn from it?
Oh, yeah, I remember. It seems like it was so long. It seemed like it was yesterday, but it actually has been already years already. You know, it affected me. It affected me in the sense, I think it's just not going out like we were used to, you know, during that time everybody was locked in. But luckily the house we were still living in was paid off. So, you know, my boyfriend and I, he's an accountant. So we were like really kind of like blessed to say we didn't have that many bills, but I feel bad for other people. You know, I felt like, man, I lost family members too, but these are kind of unexpected things in life. You got to just kind of roll with the punches. You know what I mean? Like grieve, you say, fuck, I got to deal with this. But I really think it changed everybody. I don't know if you feel it. Things changed.
Oh, no, trust me, it did. Cause pandemic time, affected me a lot, you know, with the more the mental health side and stuff like that, you know, dealing with anxiety and stuff. It was hard.
Yeah.
But especially being in New York, really bad in New York. Like, it was terrible. Yeah. But I'm happy that we got through it. You know, one thing that I am happy that the podcast helped me a lot more during that time, because since the time of the pandemic, it made me push the show even more. Because I thought the year before the pandemic, but since I wasn't doing nothing, I lost my job during the time, the podcast pretty much, let's just say, saved my life, I guess you could say. And it helped.
Yeah, because it was like therapy.
Yeah, thank you, yeah. Yeah, it was. And also, I thought I did with the therapy too, but that helped me too, to make me bring a better product with the podcast. So even though it was a crazy time, it also helped me in many ways as well. And yeah.
I'm glad to hear that, and I'm glad that you used it in a good way, you know what I mean?
I talk about it a lot on my show, but it was a time, and the crazy thing that we talk about the pandemic, it was, I believe the anniversary is literally around this time, so that's crazy about it. So, yeah, so I just hope we don't have to go deal with something like this again, though. You
know? Exactly, we pray, man. That's all we can do.
I agree, that's all we can do, But let's get to another topic and get to more brighter notes. So what is your dream venture? Something that you always want to do?
My dream venture is to just go overseas and travel the world without looking at, oh my God, do I have to work again, or do I have to like make money again? Like, I just want to be able to travel the world, and really that's what life is about. Like, once you travel outside of your country, you open up your mind, you open up your eyes to different people. I want to go one day to like even Africa. They say that there's modern cities in Africa too. Like, there's beautiful areas in Africa. I want to go to New Zealand. I want to just see the world. That's what I want to do.
I 100% agree with you on that. So I definitely want to do that too. I don't travel a lot anyway. So
yeah,
that's something that I do want to change and definitely want to do it too. So I agree with you on that. And we talk about a lot of stuff already. And you have done a lot. But do you got any other project that you got going on that you have not spoken about yet?
Well, yeah, I do have other projects. So that's a good question, actually. Thank you. I have projects to really start, like, not a consulting business, but more of, like, helping people get on track with their finances. Like, even if it's free. Like, you know, giving people maybe online courses, like maybe a Facebook Live or classes where I can start helping people, especially women of color. I think that women of color get really underseen. Like, this is a man's world we live in, you know what I mean? Like, a lot of women are not investors. A lot of women don't invest. So I want to teach women how to start investing and how to set up, even if they're single moms, if they're low income. I'm like, hey, you know, this is how you start. Like, manage your finances well, even if you're on a fixed income. Make a little side hustle from home, digital business, something you can create money on the side. And you can start investing in something, you know, so your kids can have something when you're not here.
I agree. That's a really good idea. I agree with you, 100%.
Thank you.
I can't wait for you to do that.
Yeah, me too.
So, what they have to say for anybody going the same as you, as an entrepreneur, as a podcast host, real estate, author, anything, say something inspirational.
Well, it's just, you know, like, just in general, to do, I think what I do, it really takes somebody with not just passion, grit, and also consistency. And I also think people give up very fast. You know, if they don't see the money right away, if they don't see results, they're like, that's it, I'm gone. And I'm like, no, like, you were just right there. You know, it's like, if you stood strong for the next 3 years, if I could tell your audience anything, is stay consistent, man. And don't listen to anybody, man. If they're not doing what you want to do, don't listen to them. Just agree, be like, yeah, no, it might not work. You're right. And keep doing it, because they're going to try to derail you from your dream. But you can do anything you want. In this country, you can literally do what you want.
I agree 100%. Yeah, that's something I would say. the fact you broke it down like that is nah. That's something I would definitely say. That's a good fight. So before you go, we're gonna play a segment game called Five Random Topics.
Okay.
We're gonna ask you five random topics, and you just let me know in a short or long response what it is. I will also join in this as well, so to make it more fun.
Yes.
All right, so the first question is, what's your favorite food?
Italian food.
Okay, nice. I like a lot of stuff, but
in New York there's the best.
But my favorite is Thai food, and of course
food
and soul food. Those are my favorite.
Oh yeah, good one.
So, what is your favorite movie?
Movie of all time is The Last Holiday. No, I think it's The Holiday. Because I like both of them. The Last Holiday with Queen Latifah, and I also like the Holiday with Cameron Diaz.
Nice. If I had to say, I got a lot. Every time I answer the question on the show, it's really hard to pick. I got a whole lot of favorite movies, but I'm gonna throw one out there. I'm gonna say Hitch.
Yeah, that was a good one.
Yeah, that's funny. Man. Yeah, that's the movie where you make me laugh. since you did an episode about this, I'm gonna ask you anyway. What is your favorite type of music?
Music, definitely. Right, I guess it changes during my time and like growing up, but right now, it's a lot of Paris music, like Stromae. Do you know Stromae?
I'm not familiar. I probably heard something like that before.
Yeah, he's from Belgium, but he has very good, unique music. But it's very French, but it sounds very cultural. Like it's very like all these cultures mixed. I love his music. For some reason, I listen to it every day. I don't know what his genre is, but I guess it's like a French pop kind of thing.
Maybe it could be house, maybe?
Yeah, kind of like under house. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I do like house. I do like house. How you go? I'm not going to hold you. For me, I like all types of music, but if I had to pick one, it would be especially R&B. From, 2000, 90s, 80s, 70s, Motown. R&B. Old school R&B definitely for me.
Definitely, I agree with you.
Yeah. And what's your favorite fruit? What's your favorite fruit?
Fruit, right? Like regular fruit?
Yeah.
Oranges. I can't live without oranges. Like oranges have to be like a part of my meal.
Even oranges is good. Oranges is definitely good. My favorite fruit is grapes.
Oh yeah.
Peaches. Yeah, those are like those are one thing that I could always eat off the back. Even though I do love oranges too. I do like oranges.
Yeah. They're very easy, right? Just to put in your pocket or just take it with you.
That's true. And last one. Well, who is one person that you would want to see a concert? It could be, you could say one dead, if you did have a chance to see one dead person dead, and one alive. Who would you want to see a concert?
So definitely dead Michael Jackson. I mean, he's the top, for me, he's the unicorn of everything. He's the king of pop. Man, I would have loved to see Mike. Like, he was just an extraordinary human being. And alive, I would like to see Adele.
That's good choices.
I love Michael Jackson.
I agree with you on Michael. I'm a Michael fan, so I agree with you 100% on Michael. I definitely would have loved to see Michael live. That would have been fire. Alive, though. I'm gonna say this legend. He's still alive right now too. He worked with Michael back in the day. Stevie Wonder.
It's crazy how he's outlived everybody.
For real, yeah. So,
knock on wood over here.
Yeah, do talk to the day too. I love all his music. For Stevie Wonder as well. He would be amazing to see live as well. So yeah.
I got
one question now. Since you mentioned Michael. Michael is coming out with a biopic next. They're coming out with a biopic for Michael Jackson next year. Do you want to see it? We didn't see that movie.
Yeah, I've been following his nephew. His nephew's the one that's going to play him. A lot of people were like saying that looked like him. I'm like, well, of course it's not Michael, but that's the closest you're going to get.
That is the closest you're going to get, and I've been following it too, and it makes me excited to really see it. I'm not gonna lie.
Me too.
Yeah, and I can't wait for that. But Alejandro, thank you for coming to the show.
it was a really a dope conversation to have you. And, you know, good luck with everything you're doing with the podcast, author, the real estate, being an entrepreneur, and everything. You're killing it right now.
And thank you, Ken. Thank you.
For the show. Yes, thank you for coming to the show. And I can't wait to come to your show because that we definitely got to make that happen, too.
I'm going to have you on. Yeah, let me know. We'll set up a time as well, and I'll make sure I share with all my friends on my Facebook, on Instagram. You know, Ken, you're awesome. You have an awesome show too, and I love what you talk about. You know, you're very motivational. When I hear your clips and your podcast, it just feels like you have a lot of motivation in you, and that's hard to find right now. You know,
it is. And thank you for that. And this is a Mr. Gentleman Life the Podcast exclusive. I will be on the Chit Chatter show coming soon.
Yes, we'll set it up. I actually sent you the invite.
Yeah, definitely. But before you go, drop your social media where everybody can reach you, and drop where everybody can listen to your show. Everything he's doing, drop it here.
Yeah. So, guys, thank you so much for your listening to me, to listen to me chat away, because I could do that all day. But go to Avalos Car Media. I'll you know, also post it if you need to on the podcast show. Avalos is AVALOS Car CARR.media. You can find me on Instagram. And from there, we can go on. You know, you'll find all my Linktree information on there. Spotify is the main thing to find me on. Chick Chatting Podcast and Apple Music. Those are the easiest avenues.
All right. Thank you. And there you go. And we'll be right back.
Awesome.
Hello, everybody. This is your boy, Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman. Now, I am the host of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. And this commercial break is brought to you by Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spinoff Series Thursdays. And Spinoff Series Thursday is the new home for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast Spinoff Series. That brought to you shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast, The Old School Show, and Date Night Talk Podcast. And A Conversation About Music Podcast is a music spin-off series where we talk about anything music, from the current music scene and the old school music scene, where we interview many guests that's in the music industry and artists about their music journey. We have a segment game called The Face Off, which is a versus inspired game. And we have roundtable discussion about variety of music topics. And y'all can check out A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 a.m. Now, The Old School Show that featured myself and the star Roddy Rod is a show where we discuss anything old school, from music, TV shows, movies, and many more. We also bring in guests to join in on the old school conversation. Y'all can check out The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 a.m. And last but not least, we have Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B, where we talk about anything relationship related topics like love, dating, relationships, cheating, the good and the bad, and many more. And y'all can check out this spin-off series, Date Night Talk Podcast, every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. So look out for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast presents Spin-off Series Thursday, A Conversation About Music Podcast, every first Thursday. The Old School Show with myself and the star Roddy Rod every fourth Thursdays, and Date Night Talk podcast with myself and Miss Vanna B every second and third Thursdays. And y'all can check out Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle podcast every Sundays for the main series and every Thursday for spin-off series Thursdays. And thank y'all for checking out this commercial break. And now back to your regularly scheduled program. True! I just want to take the time and thank everybody for tuning in to the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Thank you to my special guest, Miss Alejandra Carr from the Chit Chatter Show, for coming on the show. Thank you for this amazing conversation. Thank you for sharing your story. And thank you for killing it at everything that you do, from your podcast show, from the real estate, for being an author, for being an entrepreneur. You know, keep going and never give up. And thank you once again, Alejandra, for coming on the show. Y'all already know where y'all can catch Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast every Sundays for the main series, every Thursdays for spin-off series Thursdays, where we have shows like A Conversation About Music Podcast every first Thursday at 12 p.m. Date Night Talk Podcast with myself and Ms. Vanna B every second and third Thursday at 12 p.m. And The Old School Show with myself and the star Riding Rod every fourth Thursday at 12 p.m. You can check us out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, AHA Radio, Amazon Music, Good Pods, and many more. Y'all can rate the show 5-star rating on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Good Pods, and Pod Chases. The more y'all rate the show, the more people know about Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Subscribe to me on YouTube at Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Ken, a.k.a. Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast on YouTube. You can also check me out on the Premier Boys Podcast with myself, Aaron Keto Sands, the star Riding Rod, and long live the Chief Mighty Mel. New episodes of the Premier Boys Podcast every Wednesdays at 12 p.m. You can check out every other shows from the Premier Powerverse. King Talk with Aaron Sands, hosted by Aaron. King Talk Sands every Friday at 12 p.m. Star Time Podcast, hosted by the star Riding Rod, every Mondays at 12 p.m. And Welcome to the Trilogies, hosted by Long Little Chief Mighty Mal, every Tuesday at 12 p.m. Check out and support every show on the Premier Powerverse. If no Mr. Gentleman like that shout out this week, but happy International Women Day to all of the women podcasts out there. Y'all all doing amazing things. And I love sharing women's stories on my show. So I just want to say thank you for sharing your stories and killing that every day you do. Happy International Women Day to every woman in the podcast community. Add me on Good Pods, Ken, Mr. Gentleman. Y'all already know Good Pods, Ken, the many independent podcasters. We see what everybody listens to. We rate each other's shows, and we have the charts. And at this time, it's time for Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Achievements, where we spotlight everything Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast is doing. And of course, it's time for the Good Pod charts. And due to this recording on top 100 shows, Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast at number 6 on the Noble charts, number 4 on the Indie charts. For Sighting Culture, we are through number 1. We've been number 1 for 24 days. Top 100 episodes, we are number 83 for the Old School Show, reboot shows on the Noble charts, and number 76 on the Indie charts. We are also number 66 for episode 23, the One Hit Wonders episode part 1 on the Noah charts,
number 65 on the Indie charts. And for episode 138, The Creative Mind of Priscilla, with Priscilla, we are number 6 on the normal charts, number 8 on the Indie charts. Thank you, everybody, that been showing Mr. Gentleman like the pocket love on Good Pods. It really means a lot. And once again, I thank y'all. Also, I found out that we are on another podcast chart. We are also on the Apple Podcast charts as well. And on this charts, we were number 7 for the Saturday Culture on Apple Podcasts in Grenada. But right now we dropped to 207. So I just want to say thank you everybody that listened to Mr. Gentleman Light the Pockets in Grenada. You know, really means a lot. And this continues to listen and show love to Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast. Once again, I thank you everybody that been showing love and getting us on the charts. Once again, I thank y'all. Also, check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlightthepodcast.com. You can listen to every episode of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast. You can watch every video of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast, from the audio, from the Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast TV, from the Mr. Gentleman Facts Quote of the Day. Check out every guest that's been on Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast. All 67 guests who've been on Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast. Check out every guest appearance that I've been on. And also, buy some merch from the Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast. Or you can just buy it through the website. We have shirts, hoodie, mugs, and many more. And continue to support the merch store so we can upgrade your Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast listening experience. So once again, support the official merch store at tpublic.com. Just search Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast, or just buy it through the website. Check out the official website of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast, www.realmrgentlemanlightthepodcast.com. Once again, thank you everybody for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast. Coming up on Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast this Thursday, we have a new episode of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast Presents Date Night Talk Podcast, myself and Miss Vanna B, First Date Chronicles. We have another new episode of Mr. Gentleman Light the Podcast main series next Sunday, where we have a NYC journalist and tech girl on the show discussing her work at the Daily News and many more. Thank you for tuning into the latest episode of Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast. Have a good day or night wherever you're listening to this episode.
My name is Heather from Wrestling Fans Insight Podcast, and you are now listening to Mr. Gentleman Lifestyle Podcast.